Welcome to Twist for the week of January 17th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State Local Tax Practice. First up today, we're going to cover certain recent legislative developments. Until last week, Minnesota conformed to the Internal Revenue Code in effect on December 31, 2018. House File 31, which was signed into law on January 12, updates the state's conformity to generally adopt the Internal Revenue Code as amended through December 15, 2022, for both individual and corporate franchise tax purposes. Because of Minnesota's prior conformity date, the state did not conform to any of the tax changes in the 7 federal bills that were enacted since the end of 2018. House File 31 generally adopts all the tax changes included in those federal enactments retroactively, with certain exceptions. Those exceptions include, but are not limited to, the expanded deductions for business interest and NOLs included in the CARES Act, the increased charitable contribution deduction for C corporations, and the 100% deduction allowed for business meals. In Ohio, recently enacted House Bill 45 authorizes the tax commissioner to establish and administer a tax and fee amnesty program with respect to qualifying delinquent taxes and fees. However, the amnesty program will be implemented only if necessary to meet the obligations required to be paid from the state general fund in 2023. If that determination is made, the amnesty program will operate during 2 consecutive months in 2023, as designated by the commissioner. Finally, certain sales and use tax law changes enacted in Missouri during the 2021 legislative session became effective January 1, 2023. These include the state's economic nexus provisions that apply to out-of-state retailers and marketplace facilitators. In addition, previously, the manufacturing exemption applied to state sales and use tax as well as local use tax, but did not apply to local sales tax. As of January 1, 2023, purchases qualifying for the exemption are also exempt from local sales tax. In other news, the Washington Board of Tax Appeals recently concluded that a retailer taxpayer was not entitled to claim the bad debt sales tax credit and B&O tax deduction on uncollectible amounts charged to the store's branded private label credit card. The taxpayer, relying on a previous case, Lowe's, argued that it was indirectly compensating the bank that issued the cards and was in essence guaranteeing the debt, as was the case in Lowe's, where the retailer qualified for the bad debt deduction. The board, however, disagreed, concluding that although the taxpayer received payments for the performance of account services and those payments were reduced for uncollectible amounts, this did not give rise to a guarantor's obligation. As such, the board concluded that because the taxpayer was not the guarantor of the uncollectible debts, it did not qualify for either the sales tax credit or B&O tax deduction. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.